Hey, what's happening? What's going on, Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I'm sure you got curious when you read the title of Without Pops, for Pops Will Lose. Well, it's the first pops. Mind you, they were in quotation marks. I didn't really mean the bars, but nursery rounds for young sharks. This is a very sore spot when talking shark conservation. More and more sharks get quote-unquote nominated for the threatened species list, but we hardly hear that shore areas have been put under protection necessity if we want to help sharks in the fight for survival. Face it, you can't protect all adult sharks out there and still lose the fight if the pups can't grow up. There are plenty of groups out there that tag sharks. And yes, it is nice to see where Emma, Lucy, Joey, Peter, or Irma go. But is that really important when you have no clue where the pupping grounds of these species are and where the little guys have to live for years to come until they can face bigger sharks, or until they are big enough to face the reality of opposing sharks? I dare to say that for the majority of shark species, we have no clue where the nursery grounds truly are. Yes, we know Bimini for the lemon sharks, Hawaii for the scallop hammerheads, and other famous grounds. But for how long do we want to milk this cow? And even for lemon sharks in general, scallop hammerheads, these are only a fraction of the areas needed to maintain the populations. So with all the scallop hammerheads, for example, around Galapagos, Cocos Mopelo, and so on, where do these sharks come from? No one has a clue. Or in Florida, we have spots here or there for little bull sharks, black dips, and so on. Well, they're seen here and there, but none of these areas reflect the entire nurseries. Much likely only a fraction to the populations out there. So it is one thing to get a handle of shore-related nursery grounds. Well, I think it can be done. But where do all the blue sharks give birth? The makos, the porpoises, and so on. No one has a clue. Or if they think they have, then we hear expressions like deep water reefs or area between Sicily and Tunisia or something like that. And why? Because they found a small shark of such and such species there, and then they believe, well, that must be a nursery ground because it's a small shark. Truly impressive, right? No, it's not. So why not cancel all the high-profile tagging operations of the large this and that species and focus on pregnant sharks and focus on them? And once we have an idea of at least one nursery area, we start putting everything in motion to protect such an area. And once an area has been protected, then tag another pregnant shark of the same species in a different area. And do the same over and over until you really have a map of nursery grounds for this or that species. Well, I can guarantee you one thing, it won't happen. Because all these questionable groups who need raising platforms to do their pseudo-science or believe that wrestling a large shark is needed to put on the tag, they won't rethink their waste of money and do something that has an actual value when it comes to shark conservation. No, they won't do it. They are in for the hype and not the cause. So as long money is thrown overboard for the sake of TV ratings, we won't find out where all these nursery grounds are. And isn't this the most crucial element of preserving a shark species? Well, I do not hide the fact that I'm not a fan of tagging. Since it's just, you know, it has been done over and over and we don't get anywhere. Of course, yes, it's really great to see where this or that species go, but it's a single animal. So does this reflect any larger picture? No, it does not. Although the data could be used to do something good, well, it could. The same groups who tagged and monitored the sharks, they don't proceed. No, they just put in another tag of another species and on and on and on. And then we are to believe that this really helps our picture of a shark species. It won't. Granted, you could argue that taking these data and use them for a worthy proposal for additional funding to get such and such area protected, that this is worthwhile. This is worth the cost. This is worth their effort. And I agree, that would be a way. But how many times have you seen that? How many times did a conservation group or quote-unquote conservation group then take the satellite data that someone collected and push for protection of these grounds, shorelines, or whatever? You know the answer. So shall we stop tagging and stop following the path? No, we should not. But we have to do something with this data. So anyway, we get this out of the way. As just mentioned, nursery grounds are the most crucial part in every shark's life, since if the pup can't survive that period, it won't matter that they're not allowed to be caught once they reach a certain size or show up in a certain area. It won't matter anymore, because sooner or later you won't have the pups anymore, and then you will not have the mature sharks anymore. And even when a nursery ground is well hidden or even protected, sometimes 60 to 70% of the pups won't reach their first birthday. So considering that even should nursery grounds still exist, so many die. So how high must the mortality rate be when a nursery ground is not even ideal anymore, it's subpar? Or even worse, when it's destroyed, that it's nothing there anymore. Any nursery ground where the food is not available to the extent the pups need forces them to wander off, either along the shore or then into more open or deeper water, and the chances increase manifold that they will encounter larger sharks, and that's that for the pups. So as non-glamorous protecting shorelines might be, without them, we can't forget about any of these shark species. Of course, shore areas are not just important for sharks, but other animal groups as well. So a joint venture would be easiest, one would think, right? Anyway, something needs to be done. If it were for me, there should be a law that protects every shoreline a country has from the get-go, and only alterations should be decided by court and not the other way around. Honestly, what would speak against it? I can't think of any good reason why we could not push for such a law. It would have a terrific impact, not just for the sharks, for all the other species out there that need shore areas, either for pupping grounds or even the mature animals. So extend the marine protected areas to all shorelines and be done with. Such a step would be much better than have to fight for every small strip of shoreline up and down a coast. Sharks don't have it easy, and chances are huge that they are caught before they can give birth. Protect the shores and prohibit catching the adults, and we might have a chance. Do nothing, and no matter what, the end for the sharks is near. And once they cannot maintain that position in the marine realm anymore, all will be lost. So let's not go there and see what we cost. Let's change the laws now and hope that we're still not too late. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.